Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach and CEO of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already June 25th and June 26th, depending on when you're listening to this. Last week's show, we had Dr. Shannon Mills on talking about the acquisition of the corporation Provisor that we did for Northeast Delta Dental and how we're really revolutionizing the dental insurance industry. Last week was also the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race, and I did manage to get up in about 2 hours, actually 2 hours and 5 minutes to be precise, so a little slower than last year, but I made it up, had a lot of fun. Tom Walton came in shortly thereafter, Ellen Tidd at 157, and one of my colleagues, Patty Bernier, at 159. So we were all about the two-hour mark with the two ladies beating us up. And it was a lot of fun, and it raises money for the Coos County Family Health Services, particularly the dental center there. For my running friends, just a reminder, if you're listening to this either on Saturday or Sunday morning, the sixth race of the Capital Ear Race Series is Sunday, June 26th at 9 o'clock, and it will begin right at the State House. It's called the Capital City Classic 10K. So if you're listening to this on Saturday and you want to sign up for that race, just show up Sunday, maybe around 8:15. The race starts at 9 a.m. You can even show up if you're listening to this on Sunday. This airs at 7 a.m., so there's still time to get over to the State House. This weekend's show, though, is not about sports. It's not about oral health. It's actually about campus safety. And with me is John Stevens, who is a member of the community college system and is a colleague of Connie Roy-Jakowski, who is our VP of Human Resources, which also serves on that board. And John is the statewide interoperability coordinator for the New Hampshire Department of Safety. And joining John is Paul Dean, who is the chief of police of UNH, and is also the assistant vice president of public safety and risk management. Very important titles. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me this weekend in June. I know you're both busy gentlemen, but I appreciate the time.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to be here.
Super. So let's start with you, John. Tell us what we're trying to do with campus safety, and I know you have a safety symposium on August 11th, which will be at the NHTI auditorium. But why don't you give us background on yourself, and then Paul as well, and then we can get right into what we're trying to accomplish with safety awareness.
Certainly. I've been involved with public safety throughout my professional career since entering the state police many years ago. Since that time, I retired from the state police after 28 years, went to D.C. for about 14 years working with national security, and back in New Hampshire now doing the same. Had an opportunity over the last few years to associate myself with the Community College System of New Hampshire as a member of the Board of Trustees. And knowing what situations we face now in regards to public safety, and having the opportunity to have a friend by the name of Nick Halius, who was a past member of the state police, former chief of UNH police, and dedicated to education throughout the state of New Hampshire. It was an opportunity for us to really try to centralize ourselves on an opportunity to offer a symposium on campus safety in Nick's name, and certainly we're really very proud to do that.
And Nick is still a trustee, correct?
No, Nick isn't. Unfortunately, Nick had passed away a couple years ago, and in honor of his dedication to public safety and through the college campuses as well, we thought it was only fitting to name the symposium after him.
That's super. I'm sure he's smiling on you. So, Chief Dean, tell us, you're the chief of police of UNH. That's probably can be challenging at times. Having had four children go through college, and you're also the assistant vice president of public safety and risk management. So tell us what that all entails.
Sure. Thanks for having us here today. I've been a policeman for 30 years, most of it, 25 of it, with the University of New Hampshire. The University of New Hampshire has campuses not only in Durham, but also in Concord and Manchester. So, our footprint is big. And Nick was my mentor. I was one of his deputy chiefs, and the reason why I'm sitting in the position I am today, quite frankly, is because of Nick. So John and I collaborated on this. This is a really great opportunity to let the public know about public safety on college campuses, especially around this time where parents are beginning to send their children off to colleges. And one of the things that this symposium is really focusing on is the mental health issues that impact college students on a daily basis. And we're starting to see a rise in that on our campuses. And so the goal of this symposium is to train first responders, not just campus police and security, but also those other first responders on college campuses to how to properly respond to the students in crisis.
And that's interesting, of course, because one of the initiatives I'm involved with is with Chief Justice John Broderick on awareness of the six signs of, you know, mental illness or mental issues, mental health awareness. And one of the points that he's made in his talk that he gave to us at the State Board of Education as well as at the State House is that really by age 14, the mental health issues will manifest in the students and certainly in the you know, in the college life. So that's really terrific. Now you have a couple of partners, obviously the Community College System of New Hampshire, but also the New Hampshire College and University Council. So I want to give them some shout outs. Tell us about who some of the speakers are and how you would register and who's invited to this. And by the way, I do love your tagline, safe campuses make for safe communities. That's a great mantra. So tell us about the speakers and how would I register if I'm listening to this?
Well, the speakers are nationally renowned speakers that certainly have experience in this field. And we felt it was necessary that if we were going to do this in Nick's name, we wanted to do it correctly and really bring in some speakers that would certainly have an impact on those in the audience. As the chief related to, you know, those that will be attending this are certainly police, campus safety officials, but certainly behavioral intervention teams on each of the campuses. And what we've done is we really try to advertise this for every college or university campus in New Hampshire. So if, in fact, they should have any interest in attending this, we have a website that they can go to. They can register at the Community College System of New Hampshire and certainly register to attend this symposium. The speakers certainly are individuals who, again, experienced critical incidences on their individual campuses, and also those from New Hampshire that certainly can provide, I think, a very wide landscape in regards to how campus life could affect individual students on how they anticipate their responsibilities on campus.
Pretty impressive. So you have Christine Anderson, who is the critical incident survivor at Virginia Tech, and also Gene Deisinger, who is the deputy police chief retired from Virginia Tech. So I'm sure they'll have some real-life experiences. And as you said, locally, you have Ken Norton, who is the executive director of the National Alliance of Mental Illness, or NAMI. And you even have someone from New Hampshire Homeland Security, Jennifer Harper. So that's pretty impressive. So how did you get these speakers? Just curious. I always get this question, who pays for all this stuff? So may I ask that?
So yeah. So a lot of these speakers, so I teach nationally on issues of campus public safety. I met Christina Anderson about 5 years ago. And to hear Christina Anderson speak about being a survivor at Virginia Tech of that shooting is absolutely moving. And her purpose is to make sure that college campuses know how to deal with mental health issues. Gene Deisinger is an expert in behavioral intervention teams. And so what he's going to come to do is he's going to talk to people about that first tripwire, that first time you're dealing with somebody with mental health and how to report that within your school. And so that person can get some help, because we know statistically that if we can get those who are having mental health problems assistance early on, that not only can we help them, but they can also help their academic careers. Colonel DeFava from MIT, he's going to come and speak about the John Collier shooting and the impact on first responders having to deal with crisis. And so that's a pot that we wanted to make sure that we had there for our first responders. Many people know that first responders go to events every day, and you read them in the paper, you hear them on the radio or on TV. But I don't think people take it past that for the impact on the first responder to for themselves to see what happens. And so we wanted to make sure we had somebody there that not only went through that, but it's also a peer that could speak to what happened. So you talked a little bit about funding. We're trying to make this a free event, and we're looking for sponsors. We want people. We don't want money to be an obstacle for those who need to learn about this to serve. And so, at the website at the community college, there's an opportunity you can sponsor. And so we're trying to do this. The whole cost of this to put this on is costing us about $38,000, and we were very, very fortunate to be able to apply to receive a grant from the Department of Homeland Security, the State Homeland Security, because of the training for part of this being law enforcement. But we won't be able to get a full grant, so we do have some challenges we're trying to raise money with.
Well, there was a lot there. That was great. So the community college system. So my CEO colleagues out there, I'm going to put out a challenge. You know, let's get some financial sponsorship. This sounds like, you know, an ounce of prevention. You know, it's not actually no different than oral health. If you take care of your teeth, you're not going to have the issues later on. And that, of course, is mental health. And in terms of registration, ccsnh.edu/Nicholas J. Hallius Safety Symposium, so you'll be able to connect there. I like what you said earlier, Chief Dean, about the fact that you had a mentor. And I think just as an aside on all of this, I think all of us have in positions of responsibility, you know, had mentors. I'm glad that you referenced it. When we return from a commercial break with John and Paul, we'll talk about kind of the evolution of campus safety. Obviously, so much is in the news, whether it's the, you know, Florida or whether it's Virginia Tech. I have a Delta Dental Plan colleague from Delta Dental Plan of Virginia, and he says to this day they're still impacted by that. So we'll return with John and Paul. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And quickly, before I get back to my guests, John Stevens and Chief Dean, I'd like to remind my running friends that Sunday, June 26th at 9 o'clock at the State House is the Capital City Classic 10K, and that'll be the sixth out of the eight Capital Area Race Series. And then we have the Bill Luddy 5-miler on July 16th, and the series concludes on Saturday, July 30th. But now on to more important items. So, Chief Dean, tell us about the evolution of college campus safety. We were talking offline how colleges, campuses are really microcosms of society. So tell us your view on how this all comes together.
Well, thank you. I think that, you know, colleges and universities have grown throughout history, and they have become a microcosm of today's society with people there. You know, the amount of people that come through the university system of New Hampshire, and not only the community colleges, is growing. People want education, but along with that comes the society's problems that exist there. Campus public safety has evolved immensely with that. It's a profession. The University of New Hampshire Police Department's a full-service law enforcement agency. We're no different than the police officers in the city or towns where you live. Most college campuses with a population of 10,000 or more have their own police force. That's because the things that they need to deal with, it's a specific area. But campus public safety in general, it's a strong profession.
Great. And how about the technology now? Obviously, if there were a true emergency, everybody's walking around with their iPhones or devices like that. So, do most colleges and university campus systems have notifications? So tell us a little bit the mechanics of that.
Virginia Tech was really the place that started that for most. And you know, we go back in time to take a look at Virginia Tech and what we learned. And we, you know, not only did we learn that you know, mental health on college campus is important, we also learned that transparency within the community is absolutely critical. And so most college campuses, I'd probably say all, not knowing all, but it's pretty much an industry standard now to have a text alert system. And so, for example, at the University of New Hampshire, we use Coupon Notification. It's a text alert system that I can also text alert. I can send email and I can do voice message. We also have a siren system from the Wheelan system that can be heard for a 10-mile radius around the campus when an actual emergency takes place. So people come to expect that they want to be notified. In today's day and age, technology, there's no reason why you can't provide people with the information that they need to keep themselves safe.
Thank you, Chief. So again, the date for this symposium is August 11th. It's at NHTI. If you're interested, it's ccsnh.edu/Nicholas, and it go on the community college website for my CEO colleagues if you want to be a sponsor. Back to you, John. So tell us, being the statewide interoperability coordinator, I can barely say that, for the New Hampshire Department of Safety, that must involve more than just college campuses. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it does. What we're concerned about is interoperability for all first responders throughout the state of New Hampshire. So we have a committee that is now stood up that represents all disciplines, police, fire, and EMS, the private sector, the National Guard, and non-governmental organizations. Meaning that if, in fact, you have a, for lack of a better term, a dog in the fight in regards to communications, you have an opportunity to voice your opinion and get your voice heard. So we're certainly involved with that on a statewide basis, and that really kind of correlates with things that we're trying to do within the college systems as well, is to ensure that, I know from my perspective, being a trustee of the community college system in New Hampshire, we have 7 campuses throughout New Hampshire, 3 of which, Manchester, Nashua, Concord, you could say is relatively metropolitan campuses, but we have outlying campuses as well up north and to the west and the east. And we want to make sure that interoperability communication is basically steadfast for those campuses as well. So obviously interoperability is a key. Our concern is certainly the students, but our concern obviously is staff and faculty as well. And providing a platform that the environment, the educational environment, remains secure and safe for all our individuals on all of the campuses.
Great. Now, one of your speakers is Colonel John DeFava, who was at MIT right around the Boston Marathon bombings and aftermath. So how did you get him, and is he going to sort of tell how he handled that? Obviously, unfortunately, the death of Officer Sean Collier. So is he going to talk about the incident or the aftermath?
He's going to talk a little bit about both. I met Chief DeFava. He's a campus police chief, and we met at a conference, and I heard him speak, and I was extremely moved by how he tells the real life story of what happened, but more importantly, the impact, the emotional impact, the human impact on his team for losing a colleague, and what it reminded me of when talking to him was Nick. Nick's passion was campus law enforcement and the safety of people. And Nick to me was one of the most important people in my life. Back in 2012 in the Greenland shooting, one of my detectives was there assigned to the drug task force who got shot. And as I was heading to Portsmouth for there, I didn't know what I was going to do. And then I called Nick on the phone, and Nick had just retired, and Nick talked me through that. And so John DeFava reminds me of Nick, and I feel John DeFava is going to be a great speaker to what we want people to learn about how to deal with first responder crisis.
Great. And again, the event is August 11th. And if you're interested, you can register at ccsnh.edu/Nicholas. Either Paul or John, can you talk about kind of how you've both been around sort of the evolution from safety being dealing with, fraternities and animal house type stuff to, serious shootings and stuff like that?
Well, it has. And schools got complicated. And we know that when we look at any of these active shooters, so you hear about that all the time, active shooter, and you hear it about it now in the news, we know that the majority of these cases, when they're investigated aftermath, have a mental health component to it. And again, that's why this symposium's focusing on mental health. And I hope you're hearing that in our discussion about it has several branches that, go off to it. So if we can deal with mental health issues with people right up front and help them, that's the most important thing. You know, our officers are being trained to deal with the active shooter. They're being equipped to deal with the active shooter. We're working very closely with our state and federal partners. But that's good for responding. But how about preventing those things from happening? And so we feel that trying to get people trained and to notice what's going on in the behavioral mental health of people is critical. At the University of New Hampshire, we have a behavioral intervention team that meets every Tuesday morning. And our goal is we get information from people in the community about students who might be in crisis. And, you know, we engage those students and try to get them some help. And we've been very successful at that.
That's awesome, and this will fit. I'm going to have Judge Broderick on in the next couple of weeks, so that'll fit right nicely into what he's trying to do in terms of educating the public on the six signs of, you know, mental health issues. And as you say, an ounce of prevention is worth way more than a pound of cure. So back to you, John. So as the interoperability coordinator, do you have weekly meetings with college police chiefs like Paul and other stakeholders? How does that all work?
Well, in regards to what Paul just mentioned, I think that, oftentimes you hear, well, things like that don't happen in New Hampshire. Well, I don't think we can say those things any longer. I think, if you look around the entire nation, it doesn't make a difference if you're from a large urban area or a metropolitan area or a rural area. We could look at Virginia Tech, we can look at UCLA, we can look at Umpqua Community College in Rosebud, Oregon. Things like that can happen anywhere. So it is imperative on our part that we keep up a relationship with local and state law enforcement to ensure that if, in fact, we should have an incident on any of our campuses, that the relationships are already in place and people know whatever responsibilities they would have for a given incident. So interoperability plays a key to that. And working with state and local law enforcement in combination with all our campuses throughout New Hampshire is imperative so that we maintain as safe as possible a secure environment for all of our people that come to visit our campuses throughout the state.
And again, I love your tagline or mantra, safe campuses make for safe communities. Because as you said, Chief Dean, the campuses really are a microcosm for the rest of the community. Again, the date is August 11th right here at NHTI, right here in Concord, ccsnh.edu/Nicholas. So let's close with, we'll start with you, John. If there's one thing that you could impart, if people remember one thing, what would that be?
Well, I'm certainly going to revert back to the importance that Nick Haley has had in my life. Nick and I were trooper trainees together back 40 years ago, and we were best friends for 40 years. And he went through the entire organization as I did, getting to a point in time where he retired and he went to UNH. I retired and I went down to D.C. for a dozen years or more. But that relationship that Nick and I had never changed. And I know what his life was. It was dedicated to public safety, and it was certainly dedicated to the campus life and education throughout New Hampshire. So having the opportunity to put on this symposium and put it on in his name is certainly my honor to do so.
Great. And Paul, as Chief of Police of UNH, what would be the one thing that you'd like to impart as we close?
Nick taught me matters of the heart. And the one thing that I will always remember from Nick is Nick said, always take the high road. And so what I'd like these listeners to do is to hear what we're saying. And two things. One, if you know someone that's in crisis on a college campus or anywhere, reach out and get some help for them. Lastly, we do need your donations, and we appreciate the opportunity to be here. We want to put on a symposium free of charge so that people are not bound by having to pay the cost of that. Any amount of money would be appreciative, and thank you.
So my CEO colleagues out there, anybody that can make a contribution, go on the Community College System website. The lineup of speakers is incredible. People from Virginia Tech, from MIT, Ken Norton from NAMI, Homeland Security, and also the Chief of Police of Franklin, David Goldstein. So, gentlemen, John and Paul, thank you for all you do for New Hampshire. We owe you a debt of gratitude. Really appreciate it. And thank you for coming
thank
in
you
this
very
weekend.
Much.
Thanks, Tom.
Tom Raffi will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.